You know that expression that beauty is only skin deep. Well, for the state of Vermont, beauty may be defined as lake deep, and it's not at all superficial. In fact, new research out of the University of Vermont puts a price tag on Lake Champlain's natural beauty, and it's a hefty one. A new study says Vermont's lakeside communities stand to lose nearly $17 million in economic activity, along with 200 full-time jobs for every 1 meter decrease in the Big Lake's water clarity. And here to talk about the findings of this new study is UVM economist Brian Voigt. And Brian, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you, Mitch.
Now, there have been a lot of studies done on the various natural forces that have an environmental impact on Lake Champlain. Now, this study, though, is described as a first ever economic look at the lake's importance. What did this new research entail? What did it look at?
Well, with this research, we were hoping to capture a better picture of what the lake means in terms of regional economic activity. So anything from housing values to tourism expenditures and then scaling all the way up to regional economic activity.
Over what span of time was this research done? What areas of the lake were studied?
We focused on the four lakefront counties, Addison, Chittenden, Franklin, and Grand Isle. And we looked at data over the course of about a five-year time period, looking at both real estate transactions, environmental quality, and visitation rates through meals and rooms expenditures.
Now, this report says that, as I mentioned in the lead, that for every 1 meter decrease in lake clarity, and that's just in the months of July and August, there could be a negative economic impact of almost $17 million. What does that mean exactly, a 1 meter decrease in lake clarity?
We looked specifically at changes in the condition of the lake, and we used lake clarity, so how far down into the water a person can see, as a proxy for the environmental conditions, and in particular things like nitrogen and phosphorus in the lake. So using the information about the water clarity, we were then able to determine the impact that clarity had on things like tourism expenditures by looking at where do people go when there are beach closures versus where they don't go. And we looked at that again through the expenditures related to the meals and rooms reports that individual towns submit to the state.
And you found that there was an economic impact potentially of up to $17 million. And that has to do with, again, people visiting the lake, lakefront property values. I mean, what's factored into that $17 million?
Sure. The $17 million number comes from a model that we looked at for the regional scale. And essentially what this model does, you can think of dropping a pebble into a pool of water and you see the ripples radiate outward. We did the same thing with this economic model where we look at what happens to every dollar spent by a tourist in the regional economy. So if a tourist comes to Lake Champlain, they spend money on rooms, they spend money on meals, maybe they have a tour guide, maybe they buy some fishing gear, whatever the case may be. But all of those actors, take for example a restaurant, you spend a dollar at a restaurant, that restaurant in turn is spending other money in the economy to buy food, to pay for their wait staff, and associated costs like that. So the $17 million represents a combination of both the direct spending, so how much a tourist would spend, and then the indirect spending that comes out of that, so what the businesses have to spend in order to be able to support the tourism portion of the economy.
Brian, you mentioned defining the lake clarity by, you know, how deep someone can look into the lake, you know, and see down there and actually see activity in the lake. Does it make a difference to the study take into account whether you're standing on the shore or whether you're out in the middle of the lake, let's say fishing? I mean, wouldn't there be a difference there?
Well, there most certainly would be a difference. In this case, we looked only at the perspective from the shore. So we were looking specifically at the economic impacts to property owners, residential property owners, so year-round residents as well as seasonal camps, and then tourism expenditures on the land itself.
Does Lake Clarity really tell the full story about the health of the lake?
Yes and no. There is a relationship between the amount of nutrients, and in particular phosphorus, in the water with the lake clarity. But just because you can see into the water doesn't necessarily mean that it's a healthy, functioning ecosystem. So we could have water, for example, without any nutrients, therefore not necessarily capable of supporting marine life. It would look clean to us, but might not be the ideal environment for someone that's interested in fishing, for example.
but you used Lake Clarity because that's what people look at, what they see initially, it determines their behavior.
Yes, I use Lake Clarity because if you go to the lake, you're not necessarily thinking about total nitrogen or total phosphorus in the water column. But you know the difference between a lake that has an algae bloom on top versus a lake that doesn't. And so what we try to do is use the relationship between nitrogen and phosphorus in the water and the level of water clarity.
Couldn't other factors come into play that would affect tourism and lake visits, things like gas prices in a given year? I mean, are you confident that these numbers are accurate based just on lake clarity loss?
Yes, I think there are a number of different factors that affect tourism visitation rates. That's most certainly a given. We looked at a snapshot in time, and so looking at the expenditures over this short time period where we're able to assume that the other factors remain constant allow us to make this assertion that the changes in the water quality would impact the visitation rates most directly. I think we could also point to the condition in Georgia, Vermont, where just last year the assessed value of lakefront homes in Georgia, Vermont were reduced for about 40 properties, reduced about $50,000 each. And that was in relationship to the fact that water quality in that location is lower than in other parts of the lake, and there was a real difficulty for properties to be sold in that location. So that represents an actual markdown of real estate value based at least in part on a change in the water quality.
And Brian, are there any recommendations coming out of this study?
Well, I think there are a couple of key takeaways from this. And the first is that the project reaffirms the importance of a healthy Lake Champlain to the condition of the regional economy. But I think it's also important to note that for property owners, this isn't just an environmental issue. This is an economic issue. So what I'd like to see is a stronger focus on working together for solutions, so from policymakers as well as from people, instead of worrying about who to blame for the condition of the lake, realizing that this affects us all, both environmentally but also economically.
UVM economist Brian Voigt, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Mitch.